Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
How you doing is the question.
Oh, I'm doing great. It's kind of funny to hear your own voice, you know, as the intro to yourself.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And a lot of people obviously know that you can sing, you can play, you've been part of bands, you've put out albums, you perform with the symphony, and have even done the national anthem at PNC Park several times. And, oh, yeah, you pitch for the Pirates. So you're a pretty diverse person and one of the fan favorites. So we're actually very excited to learn about the Pirates because there's a lot of guys on the team we don't know.
Yeah, it's a much different roster this year, that's for sure. You know, a lot of big trades this season are especially a bummer for somebody like me because these are guys that I've played with for, you know, 6 years coming up. But, you know, at the same time, it's kind of just where the organization is at right now, and I totally get it. And I really like the guys they brought in. I really like the vibe of spring training. It seems like everybody has the same idea. You know, we all want to be here, get better, learn to play with each other, you know. So I'm actually pretty excited about this year, even though it's, you know, it's different than what I would have expected, I guess.
Yeah, and Steven, you made a heck of an impact. You made your spring training debut on Wednesday against the Rays, and one inning, scoreless inning, 19 pitches, a lot of strikes. You did well. How did it feel to get back out there again?
Oh, gosh, feels amazing. It's weird because, you know, since last year with the shortened season, the off season seemed like really long, which is normally not the case. You know, the off season is only a few months, so it normally seems pretty short. But because we didn't get to play all the baseball that we obviously wanted to last year, sorry, just drinking my morning coffee. It's okay, but we're very happy to be back out there. And me especially, I absolutely love the game of baseball. I'm a huge baseball nerd and nut. So, getting to pitch again, it's a great feeling, especially like feeling good. Cause you know, last spring I didn't feel great. And then I got hurt. So, I feel great. And, I'm excited to get going.
We're with Pirates pitcher Steven Brault. How big an impact did COVID have mentally on you and your players to understand just the blessing it is to be able to do something as unique and rare as that you do? And so now you know there's going to be some fans at PNC Park when you guys come north. How different do you feel from a year ago?
I feel completely different. But at the same time, sort of the same, you know, it's like having fans, you don't even realize how big it is because you kind of get used to, you know, having fans as you come up and, you know, every level you go up, there's kind of more and more and more. And then you get to AAA and our AAA in Indianapolis, you know, they do great, you know, ticket sales. I think they lead the minor leagues every year in ticket sales. So, you kind of start to get used to that, and then you get to the big leagues, and then you're playing in front of huge crowds. So then when they took them all away, it was so weird. I don't know if it mentally changed too much because once a major league hitter stands in the box against you, you know those stats are going on your card, on the back of your card, so you're competing as much as you can. But we definitely miss the fans, and it's already nice having people here in spring training. So having people during the season is going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be tremendous just as from a fan perspective to be able to go down to PNC Park and sit down, watch you perform, and eat a hot dog. We'll eat a hot dog and watch you sweat. You know?
I swear.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you guys sweat too because Pittsburgh is not a cold place during the summer, so everybody sweats.
We're just sweat as excited together for the crowd as you are, I can tell you that much. But do you miss performing, not on the field, but on stage as well? Because COVID really took away not only your ability to perform in front of fans for your real job, but also your hobby.
Yeah. You know, this offseason I wasn't able to do any kind of performances, obviously, because nobody was. And yeah, that was a huge bummer. I did get to do some cool stuff. You know, I got to work with the cast of Hadestown on a Take Me Out to the Ball Game video. And I got to, you know, just generally get to meet some Broadway people since everybody was kind of at home. But, yeah, I love performing. It's my second passion with baseball. So I did miss that a lot. I took to, you know, it's time for me to finally learn how to play an instrument well. So I've been playing piano all off season, and That's my new thing, you know, got to be able to play something for myself while I sing.
You know what? That's pretty cool because I thought to myself, I'm going to take the positive approach during this COVID. I'm going to learn an instrument, and I bought my first ever electric guitar.
Oh, so you guys can play together.
My guitar is still sitting in the stand. Steven's he actually practiced.
How do you develop so many talents? I mean, how do you do it?
I've developed so many talents. Well, I think part of it is, you know, I always say, you know, finding passion is for me means finding something that you enjoy, that you also have a bit of a natural talent for. And so I think that the only way to do that is to just try a lot of stuff. You know, I kind of play piano now. I'm not very good. I can play chords on guitar because I play guitar on and off for the last 8 years. I like to draw, you know, I like to paint. It's just all stuff that at one point I just tried and I enjoyed it. And so I think that's a big thing, is being open-minded and being willing to be uncomfortable and try something and know you're going to suck at first. You know, everybody sucks when you first start something. So I think that's developing talents, I think, goes along with just having patience sometimes. So I try to keep an open mind and try new stuff.
Maybe a duet. I understand one of your teammates has a very famous girlfriend that's a singer and actress, huh?
Yeah, so I've heard. I think that maybe. You never know. She might be contractually obligated to only sing for certain things. She's like a real celebrity, you know?
Well, you are too. I mean, when you're a professional baseball player, you might not think of yourself in the same way, but Mr. Tucker has Vanessa, and I guess he's really excited about it. You're going to meet her someday, and you're going to want to sing.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. We'll see. We'll see if she's down for it too. We'll see.
A Pitch at Broadway. If you want to check out one of Steven's the songs on here, Grant. I want to hear you do Music of the Night. We have Unchained Melody queued up, but meanwhile, it's baseball. Pirate pitcher Steven Brault. Steven, good to catch up with you. Can't wait to see you back in the Berg.
Oh, I can't wait. Can't wait to play with fans in the beautiful, beautiful, best stadium in baseball, PNC Park. I'm so excited.
All right, man. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. See you guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.